Blackstone Audio presents Dog Blood by David Moody. To the memory of Dr. Brian Barnes, 1942 to 2006. Part 1. The cause of the hate, as it had come to be known on both sides of the uneven divide, was irrelevant. At the very beginning, when the doubters had been forced to accept that something was really happening, and that the troubles weren't just the result of media-fueled copycat mob violence, the usual raft of baseless explanations were proposed. Scientists had screwed up in a lab somewhere. It was an evolutionary quirk. It was a virus, a terrorist attack, aliens, or worse. Thing was, people were quickly forced to realize it didn't matter. You could bullshit and postulate and hypothesize all you wanted. It wouldn't do you any harm. But it wouldn't do you any good, either. Within days of the belligerent population finally beginning to accept that the shit had indeed hit the fan with almighty force, no one talked about the cause of the hate any more. Hardly anyone wasted time even thinking about it. The only thing of any importance to the non-hater section of the populace now was survival. And the so-called haters? The one-third of society who had changed? Those previously normal people who without warning had each become savage, brutal and remorseless killers? The only thing that mattered to any of them was destroying every last one of the unchanged, as they labelled their enemy, until none remained alive. Before it had actually happened, the popular assumption in most apocalyptic films and books was that the population as a whole would immediately bind together against their common enemy, and either stand united and fight.